think that's a tremendous opportunity, and you know, we'd be really excited about supporting that.
Are you a media company, Governor?
No, we're a platform. We're a technology and enabling platform that allows people to connect and share their lives.
Ben Boyd from CCS Insight. Joanne, device makers like HTC and Inc. Mobile are now making Facebook phones, and you've got these 200 million mobile users accessing your site. How can the operators be sure these partnerships aren't just a kind of Trojan horse to take over all their services like voice calling and messaging and address book and payment, and so the list goes on? Because I think they're getting quite nervous about Facebook.
Well, our approach is really to help operators with all the open tools that we have to help operators connect with their Facebook audience as best they can. Now, the innovation that's coming from companies like Inc. and HTC around the way they're implementing these things that are open to everybody is really exciting. And there's a lot of things coming down the road, but we offer the same application suite, the same APIs to everyone.
Will we see a Facebook phone or a Facebook platform operating system?
Do you want to talk about it? Well, you know, I think there was some confusion about it. You know, our intention is really clear, is to stay open in the mobile area and enable people to have their Facebook experience wherever they are, and to make it, you know, to continue to make it interesting and engaging on every piece of hardware and every device.
Google has just blocked integration of Facebook contacts with at least one of their phones, one of their flagship phones, which is isn't that a worrying sign for you that Android becomes a platform you can't access the way you like to?
I mean, I think it's a bit silly, to be honest, because you know there's so much potential about connecting with people and their real friends. I mean, on Facebook, people use their authentic identity and they actually connect with their real friends, their family, their colleagues, the people they care about, and I don't know why you wouldn't want to have access to those friends and an experience like that.
Companies do silly things, but they think it defends their strategic interests.
Well, I think, you know, unnatural things are, you know, there's always a knee-jerk reaction about these things, but realistically, over time, you have to be open. And at our core, you know, that's a fundamental belief that, you know, being open and serving the consumer interest is the best approach.
All right. Time for my last question.
Given the synergy between Facebook and obviously the emotional aspect of TV and the sort of ripple that you have after big events, I wanted to understand a bit more about Facebook's strategy around connected television. Do you have any plans to partner with X Factor and create an app on TV?
I think the creativity around that area is really exciting, and of course something that, you know, we get a lot of great proposals coming our way, and we're really interested in pursuing them. Just last week, 10 days ago now, the Super Bowl, Fox did something really creative with Facebook. You know, the Super Bowl is the granddaddy of them all, if you will, in terms of advertising in the U.S., and the airtime is so valuable, but what Fox did is they had a show called Facebook Status Update, and they basically, with our help, they were able to touch into the public sentiment around the particular players that were doing well in the game, and the celebrities who were there, and they were broadcasting that. You know, Eminem has, you know, 20,000 people commenting on his commercial that appeared during the show, or, you know, Cameron Diaz was with a famous guy named A-Rod, you may or may not know, they're not American, but, you know, they were talking about celebrities there, and they were using this Facebook status update to tap into what people were talking about on Facebook during the broadcast. And I thought that was a really creative model and a very interesting use of one of our APIs.